good to hear you. Konbanwa. Hi, gozaimasu for us, but konbanwa for you. Ikaga desu ka? JK1ZAM, how do you read MA1SS? Over. For your question, I wanted to become an astronaut because I wanted to work in space and I wanted to explore new places. Over. The most important thing is to do something that you really enjoy that's technical, like engineering or math or physics or medicine. And almost any age, the youngest astronaut, I think, has been about 28 when selected. The oldest, around 40. And I'm over 50 and flying in space still. Over. Most of what we do every day is work on experiments or work on the station to keep it working properly, like repair computers or work on the radio, whatever needs to go on. And of course we have to do the normal things you do on Earth day to day, like prepare food and sleep. Over. The Earth is a very beautiful place. I enjoy looking at it from space. I spend hours in front of the window whenever I have some free time. And I think it's a very fragile place in many ways, but it's also very permanent. It'll be here much longer than we will. Over. Well, right now, of course, it's dark in Japan, but when we can see it, it looks very beautiful. I used to live there many years ago, so I know how pretty it is. And beautiful islands, you can see Fujiyama, see Tokyo, Yokohama, etc. I love looking at the aurora. If we're in the top or bottom of our orbit near the North Pole or South Pole, we can see the auroras very clearly. And I've actually been able to take some photo and some video of it. It's always changing. It looks like you're about to fly through a curtain of light. Over. The stars from here are very, very bright. They're not any bigger than they are from Earth, but they're brighter, and they don't twinkle, they don't shimmer from the atmospheric effect. So they're very steady lights, and you can see the colors. You can also see the planets very, very well. Over. It was spectacular. As we were coming over Japan during the highest rate of meteors, we saw three or four a second, you know, maybe 100 a minute for several minutes. And as we approached sunrise, it looked like they were falling vertically all around us. And of course, we saw the meteors below us as they entered the atmosphere, since we're above the atmosphere. Over. Almost every day is a work day, like you're working in a laboratory. We get up about 6, we have breakfast, and then we start work around 8. At the beginning and the end of the day, we have conferences with our mission control centers to make sure we're all in agreement on what we're going to do that day on the schedule. And then we'll conduct experiments or, as I said, repair things. We have lunch in the middle of the day. And then at the end of the day, we fix dinner and go to bed. We also spend 2 and a half hours exercising every day, which I just finished. Over. Sometimes a little bit, I miss my family, but there's 3 of us here. We're very good friends, and we have the opportunity to talk to lots of people on Earth by ham radio or by telephone or different ways. So we usually can stay in touch with people. Thanks for asking, though. We don't have a shower because water would go everywhere. hot water on a washcloth, and we use some special soap that's not very hard to rinse off, so we can wash our hair and wash our body, and it works very well. We bathe every day. Over. Well, in some ways, Earth is easier because everything is predictable, but in others, the space station is easier because nothing has weight. And if I want to go from one end of the station to the other, 50 meters, I can just float or fly, and it only takes me a few seconds. Over. NASA helps us make contact through special phone calls, plus we have a telephone up here where we can call them occasionally. And we also have email, which I use quite a bit with my family and with my children. Over. Say again, the question was broken. We're losing the contact, I believe. Try one more time, please. On holidays? Well, for example, yesterday was American holiday Thanksgiving, and I prepared a big meal like we do at home. With turkey and potatoes and